Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Jill. Good morning, everyone. It is a lovely morning for us today.
Yes.
How'd everyone go with their practice since Friday's message? Can't remember what the practice was. Man, I remember spinning the wheel. I do remember that. Wheel of Fortune. Yep.
Burning things if you could, envisioning burning them if you didn't want or couldn't use any flame or fire. Yeah.
Yep. I did that in my head, like right after our talk on Friday. So I was like, I got through a few things and then I just sat within my head really fast and I let it go. So I hope everybody enjoyed that one from last week.
Yeah. Hey, today.
Today, the talk is about inner battle. So, what inner, ow, I'm actually getting twitches on this one. It was not before. So I had kind of an odd dream. Jill and I were talking prior to hitting recording on here. And we noticed there's a theme of inner battles going on that people are struggling with. And it's like you're looking for somebody to take your side or prove with you that you're right. There's that battle. There's a battle that something's wrong with you. There's you know, it's going to go into a very negative state. And they're actually showing me slapping me upside the head and being like, stop that. I'm like, but how do people stop that? How do people stop like that? The battles inside of ourselves are actually really good. They can be very powerful, useful tool to make you rethink things, to make you like really understand where you're at, to ask questions. So fear was designed in our body as a really good thing. The one that everybody says, you know, being chased by a bear. You need that fear inside of you to either run away, to fight, to, you know, be still, whatever. Okay? That is used appropriately for that situation. And they're like, this is the same thing. You can use anger in a very positive way, as in like, ooh, it can provide you fuel. Like, this is the same thing. When you have an inner battle going on, when you look, ask yourself if you're looking for validation from other people, if you're constantly looking for validation to say, right? Like after you're done saying something, you say, right? Or do you understand? Or you agree, right? So you're asking a question after you state it. I've seen that a lot by people. That's telling you that you're not quite for sure about what you're saying or what you believe in or, you're just not quite for sure. You question even your own statement. So like, that's an inner battle you got going on. What's the other thing? Besides, Jill, you mentioned besides earlier, like,
I don't know if people, I know I didn't for years. I don't know if people realize how unconsciously we'll divide our own thinking, divide the world up into stuff and put things into sides and picking a side, that kind of thing. And, you know, it has its place. There's no doubt. I don't think we're saying that. It's when it gets out of balance.
Yeah.
And it's almost like there's a tune-in that's needed for that side. When you realize that internally there's a battle of some sort. When there's battle, there's two sides. And when you said, you said the knock upside the head and stop that. I think it's because we're picking a side for something that doesn't need that situation, or perhaps we're picking the wrong side and like we're picking the side that's like we're beating ourselves up rather than supporting ourselves and going, okay, I'm not perfect. That's a side. I'm not perfect.
Yep.
This could be a side and is way gentler to say I'm not perfect. Then to go, I'm so stupid, I'm dumb, I did this again, being hard on ourselves. So it's like, really have to tune in of, you know, to what degree, that's what I'm getting, like, to what degree are we taking a battle internally or externally? Because battles divide.
Yep.
And the fighting, although you can learn from it, like you said, Kim, you can. But the fighting, quite honestly, is like, it's painful. It's difficult. It hurts. Usually when we're learning from it, it's because we haven't chosen to learn from it sooner, whatever is dividing us. And we had to get to that kind of intensive, painful moment to catch our attention.
Yep.
Yep. So, yeah, I mean, battles, dividing sides, it has its place. But boy, it can spiral into hurtful and very, almost like I'd say, like, oh, you saw a dangerous territory really, really fast.
Yep. And it hurts you. Mm-hmm. Not hurting the other people. And you don't realize how you're storing that then in your body. And you're actually, yeah, it's like you are, like literally you're in a battle with yourself. You are knocking yourself down. You're punching yourself out.
Right? Knocking yourself out. Then you're getting back up. You have stars going and you're like going in for another round. And I think what we're saying is rather than going in for another round, like stop and ask. Right, Kim? I like to encourage people, ask, what am I battling here? Or why do I feel, you know, such a need to like beat myself down? Or some people literally will beat others down and they may not do it physically. Some people do it verbally. There's lots of ways, but it's just like go inside and like, what is going on inside of me that I'm like feeling such a compulsion to do this, to beat myself up? Or and maybe even just say, I can't deal with asking why right now. Like you said, I was gonna imagine smack myself upside the head and stop.
I have a memory of I was going to grab something and inadvertently my other hand slapped my hand that was going to grab it. And I stopped and it wasn't anybody else that did it, it was me. And
you literally did that to yourself.
Yeah. And I got in my head, I'm like, what? And it's like, well, you told us to slap you. Like, oh my gosh. Like, and it was so subconscious and it happened so fast. And I just burst out laughing. I'm like, thank you. I needed that. So
yeah,
maybe ask your spirit guides for a little bit of a slap upside the head today.
Gentle one, if you want. Don't be, just to catch your attention and make you laugh.
Yep.
Not to inflict any more pain.
No.
Yeah, there's some levity needed with it and some laughter, definitely. I do think it ultimately, though, is a really good question. And I practice this when I catch myself being divisive, taking sides, or wanting people, say, to agree with my perspective. Like, to really, what? I think a good question, Kim, is what do I need? What is it that I need that I'm not getting?
Yeah.
And because I'm not giving it to myself. What do I need? This is when you're
If everybody, I'm driving and somebody decided to like slam on the brakes on an icy road right in front of me. I'm like, oh, what are you doing?
There you go.
Let's talk about a battle. Like that's the internal battle as to, okay, how are you going to handle that? Yeah. Which side are you going to go on?
Yeah.
See, I have fun when I drive, you guys. Like,
You have fun. No, that's okay. But when we're like really in that catch ourselves in that battle, internal, external, whatever it may be, if you really want to get to the core, the heart of the issue, I'd suggest that you sit and ask, what do I need right now? That it's something that you need that you are not allowing yourself access to. And needs are interesting. That's its own topic, deeper than today. But what do I need?
Yep. Yeah.
A lot of times when people are battling, they feel unsafe. They need to, I'll give that as a clue. They need more safety. And if you need more safety, a lot of times you have some pretty intensive internal battles going on that need to be put out. What do I need? And I'm not like, I'm just saying it's just one round and it's a pretty big one that I've discovered for myself and others, but there's loads of others. But
Yep. Exactly.
What do I need right now?
What do I need right now? And we always receive it when you're open.
Mm-hmm.
We will always receive it.
Mm-hmm. guests say, I need whatever it is. I need to feel safe right now or safer,
yep.
whatever. And I'm open to receive that. There you go. And see what happens to that battle. I just even feel like, oh, I can just feel my body like starting to relax a little bit as we were talking yep. about this. It was like crunchy and edgy and all yeah. sorts of interesting energy around it. And now it's starting to like calm and clear.
Ooh.
All right.
I love it, Jill.
Thank you. Thank you, Kim. Glad you're safe. Glad that worked out on those icy roads.
Oh, yeah. And this is what I wholeheartedly, before I go driving, little tip for everybody. You put a bubble around yourself. You imagine yourself getting to your place and your car looks the exact same. Imagine yourself pulling up and then just say, like, I trust that I will be guided on the right path on my way there. And I get there safe. And feeling strong, feeling proud.
That's awesome. So, if I framed that under needs, I would say you fulfill the need to have support in your experience yep. there, to be supported by life, basically.
Yes.
You know? And when we're not supported, we can melt down too. So well done, Kim. I'm sure you've been practicing that one for a while.
Yep.
Yep. Cool. What do I need? I'm going to play with that today. What do I need? Big and small. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kim.
Yep.
And thank you, everyone. Have a wonderful day. Until next time.